Saturday, April 20th, the Waldorf Astoria Hotel, New York. Scene 5. Witness. Harold S. Bride of London, 22. Only surviving Marconi wireless operator from the Titanic, and among the last to leave the ship.
Were you on duty when the wireless message was received from the America regarding the proximity of icebergs in that longitude?
I have no knowledge of a wireless message received from the America regarding any iceberg. They may have been received by Mr. Phillips, but I did not see one myself.
Have you heard that such a message was received?
No, sir.
Did Mr. Phillips say that such a message had been received?
No, sir.
Did you ever talk with the captain about such a message?
There was a message delivered to the captain in the afternoon, sir, late in the afternoon, regarding...
Of Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Regarding the ice field.
From whom?
From the Californian, sir.
At what hour Sunday?
It may not have been the Californian, but I can give you the call signal of the ship. It is MWL. You can ascertain that later.
Go ahead.
I received that message myself and delivered it to the captain. It stated that there were three large icebergs that the ship had just passed, and it gave their position.
What was the hour of the day?
Late in the afternoon, but I cannot say the hour of the day.
Now, I would like to know just what that message said.
In the first place, the Californian had called me, sir, with an ice report. It was rather busy just for the minute, and I did not take it. She did not call again. She transmitted the ice report to the Baltic, and as she was transmitting it to the Baltic, I took it down. I took it to the captain, but it was not official because it was not intended for me afterwards.
Was the attempt made first upon you?
First on me, yes, sir.
And being unable to get you, they tried to get the Baltic?
It was about half an hour after that that they transmitted it to the Baltic.
Why were they unable to get you?
I was doing some writing at the time, sir.
You mean you were taking some messages?
No, sir, I was writing some accounts.
You were writing some accounts?
Yes, sir.
Where?
On the operating table.
On the operating table?
Yes, sir.
Did you have this instrument off your head at the time?
No, sir.
Were you aware that the Californian was trying to get you?
Yes, sir.
You continued your work on the accounts, if I understand you correctly?
Yes, sir.
And did not respond to the Californian's call?
No, sir.
For 30 minutes?
I do not think it was quite 30 minutes.
How long a time was it?
It may have been. It would have been somewhere between 20 and 30 minutes. I cannot say definitely.
Just what hour was this?
Late in the afternoon.
Of Sunday?
Yes, sir. I should say it was about 5 o'clock.
About 6 hours before that calamity occurred?
Yes, sir.
Did your work continue for about 20 or 30 minutes on the accounts?
Yes, sir.
After you had finished, what did you do?
I still remained on watch until dinner time.
Had you had any other wireless communications regarding the proximity of icebergs?
No, sir.
This information that you got from the Californian was the first information?
Yes, sir.
And that you received about 5:30 the afternoon of Sunday?
I should say it was nearer 5 o'clock, sir.
When you took it?
Yes, sir.
Then, when the first call was made, it must have been about 4:30?
Yes.
The ship being under steam and moving all the time?
Yes, sir.